It's Thursday, the 11th of July, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The Nala Feminist Collective, in partnership with the Namibian government, hosted the third Nala Fem Summit, themed Women's Right to Lead. The summit aims to foster feminist leadership across the African continent. Officially approved by the Namibian cabinet, the event underscores the nation's commitment to gender equality and women's leadership. From Cameroon, head of communications at the organization, Noella Ngunam.
One of the things that stood out is, first of all, the willingness and availability of the Vice President of Namibia be guest of honor and patron at the summit. And it was very intriguing that while giving her keynote address, she pointed out the importance of intergenerational leadership and collaboration between multi-generations of African women leaders.
Namibia Dairies has announced a supplementary winter levy to support dairy farmers facing challenges due to the ongoing drought conditions. The initiative highlights the company's commitment to the local agricultural sector, recognizing dairy farmers as the backbone of food security and the economy. Wynand Oosthuizen, Acting Managing Director and Chief Operating Officer of the Oltava and List Group.
We are proud to award our dedicated and hardworking dairy farmers with a 75 cents per litre increase for the 3 months ending August 2024. This is aimed at providing crucial financial support during this unprecedented drought to sustain our local dairy industry.
The Western Cape government in South Africa says disaster teams are on high alert as the South Africa Weather Service has upgraded the weather warning for today to level 8 for disruptive rainfall. Severe weather conditions in the province this week have left 4,500 people displaced and more than 15,000 structures damaged. City of Cape Town's mayoral committee member of safety and security, J.P. Smith, says weather conditions will likely result in widespread flooding and impact response times.
It has been a busy few days and indications are that the worst is still to come before there is any respite. I also want to urge the public to refrain from sharing social media posts, videos and photographs about weather-related impacts without verifying them. Not only does it create panic, but we need to dispatch staff to verify it, particularly if there is a potential risk to life or property.
Mali's capital, Bamako, is currently unable to refuel commercial aircraft due to fuel shortages, and airlines are being requested to refuel elsewhere until next week. Reuters has it that the Transport Ministry announced that increased flight operations have depleted fuel stocks. Ministry spokesperson Old Momoni advised airlines to consider obtaining fuel supplies in neighboring countries before flying to Mali. U.S. President Joseph Biden is clinging on to his political future despite intense pressure not to run for re-election, even as Democrats consider calls for him to bow out. One Democratic senator has suggested Donald Trump might be on track to claim the presidency in a landslide, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has hardly given him a ringing endorsement, as Mitch McCann reports for us.
Colorado's Michael Bennett is the first Democratic U.S. senator to publicly reveal he doesn't believe U.S. President Joe Biden can win November's election. After his disastrous debate performance, Bennett told CNN that Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House. He said Biden's candidacy is not a question about politics. It's a moral question about the future of our country. Meanwhile, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stopped short of completely endorsing Biden on cable TV, saying it's up to the president to decide if he's going to run, and he's forging on with his campaign, saying he can still beat his predecessor, Donald Trump. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.